So let's review. The next Mishnah repeats the previously mentioned halacha of Bezdin ein mevim par, el al davish eshegegasei chattas kavua. Bezdin brings a parhelm davish al tzibur only for an avera for which a yachid brings a chattas behema, regardless of his financial status, but not for an avera such as tumas mikdash in which a yachid brings a carbon oil b'yarid. A rich person brings a chattas behema, an animal, a poor person brings a chattas of a bird, an extremely poor person brings a menchas chayte, a flower. Zakt the Mishnah, Ein chayovin al shmias koil val bitas v'sayim al tumas mikdash u'kadashav. Bezdin is not liable to bring a par if they rule to permit one of the following three averus, because for these averus a yachid brings a carbon oil b'yerid. Shmias koil. If Bezdin permitted a potential witness to swear falsely that he does not know any testimony relevant to a monetary case, and it turns out that he did. Or bitas v'sayim. Bezdin permitted a person to swear falsely on lahara u'lehetiv, a matter that he did not do or that he did do. Or Tumas Mikdash or Kedashav, Bezdin permitted a Tamei person to enter the Beis HaMikdash or to eat Kachim while he was Tamei. The next Mishnah summarizes the various Karbanas that were previously discussed. Zakt the Mishnah, Kala Mitzvah Shabbatayr Shechayam Naz Denis Karas Vashagos and Chatas, for Shar Veris that Bemezid are punishable with Karas and Beshegig are liable for a Chatas. Hayochid may be Kisba Usiira, an individual brings a female sheep or goat for Karban Chatas. Vahanasi Sar, a king brings a male goat for a Chatas. U'mashiach u'bezdin mevin par, the Kohen Gadol and the Tzibur who transgressed based on Bezdin bring a male ox for a chatas. U'bevitz kachavim, hayachid v'anasi v'mashiach mevin seira, for the avera v'dezara, an individual, a king, and the Kohen Gadol bring a female goat for a chatas. While u'bezdin par v'sar, par lo'ilo v'sar l'chatas. Bezdin through the Tzibur's transgression requires two karbanas, a male ox for an oila and a male goat for a chatas. Regarding Ashim Tali, Hayachid va'anasi chayavin u'mashiach u'bezdin peturin. If one possibly committed an avera, that is, zidayin nekaris v'shagukasei chatas, an individual and a king are liable to bring an Ashim Tali, while a kohen gadol and bezdin, through the tzibur, are exempt from an Ashim Tali. Regarding Ashim Vadai, Hayachid va'anasi v'mashiach chayavin u'bezdin peturin. For an avera that requires a carbon Ashim Vadai, an individual, a king, and the kohen gadol are liable to bring an Ashim Vadai, while Bezdin through the Tzibur are exempt from Nashim Vadei. Ashmiyas HaKoyl, Vabitas Vasayim, Vatumas Mikdash HaKidashav, Bezdin Baturin, Vayachid Chayef. For an Averi that Beshegi requires an Oyle B'Yarid, Bezdin through the Tzibur are exempt from an Oyle B'Yarid, while a Yachid is liable for an Oyle B'Yarid. The two Mishnayos also discuss a three-way machlekes regarding Nasi B'Kayin Mashiach, whether the king and Kayin Gadol are liable to bring Karbanas for Shmiyas HaKoyl, Vabitas Vasayim, Vatumas Mikdash HaKidashav. In the first Mishnah, Rabbi Yisak Lili holds, Nasi v'koy Mashiach p'turin mikulam. Both the king and the Kohen Gadol are not liable in any carbon for all three averes that are b'oyle b'yared. While Rabbi Kiva holds, it depends. Regarding Nasi, chay b'kulon oyle b'yared, chutz mishmias hakol. The king is liable to bring an oyle b'yared for two, bitzis v'saim and tumas mikdash kedashav, but is not liable to bring a carbon if he was a witness that swore falsely, because shamelech leidon v'leidon enoisei loymeid v'lemeid noisei. A king is not eligible to testify, and therefore, Shavuos Eidus does not apply to him. While regarding Kohen Mashiach, Pater Mikulun Oyle B'Yorid, V'chayiv Par B'Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav. The Kohen Gadol is not liable to bring an Oyle B'Yorid for all three, but he does bring a Par for Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav. In the second Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon holds, Nasi B'Kohen Mashiach Chayiv B'Kulun Oyle B'Yorid, Ela She'in Kohen Gadol Mashiach Chayiv A'Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav. The king is liable to bring an Oyle B'Yorid for all three, while the Kohen Gadol is liable to bring an Oyle B'Yorid only for two, Shmiyas HaKol and Bitas V'Sayim, but is not liable to bring any carbon, not even a par, for Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav. I think it explains each opinion as follows. V'Yisak Lili holds, Nasi V'Koyim Mashiach P'turin Mikulam, because regarding all three averes, the Pasuk states either Leisagia Yodai or Leisasig Yodai, and this implies Mishabo L'Dianias V'Ashiris Yatzin Nasi U'Mashiach She'im Boin L'Dianias. Only one who can possibly become poor is liable for these averes, and this excludes the king and the Kohen Gadol, who are always wealthy and cannot become poor. As the Gemara explains, Nasi u'Mashiach ein boin l'dianias. Because regarding Nasi, the Pasuk states, Ba'asa achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem alikav, mi she'in al gabav el Hashem alikav. The Nasi must be greater than all people, with no one above him but Hashem. This can refer only to the king, who will never become poor. Regarding Mashiach, the Pasuk states, "V'hakoyin ha'godol me'achav, shu godol me'achav b'noi, b'koyach, b'chachma, u'b'oysher." The Kohen Gadol must be greater than all other kohanim in beauty, strength, wisdom, and wealth. And if he was not wealthy, gadleihu mishalechav, the other kohanim must give him money to make him wealthy. The Gemara proceeds with Rabbi Kiva's opinion, "Koyin Mashiach, pata mikulon oyle b'yard." Because the pasuk that refers to minchas chavitin states, ze karban aron uvanav, asiris ho'efa asailas. The exclusive word zeh teaches, zu ba'achay v'loy, ve'in acheres ba'achay v'loy. The kargadah becomes obligated only in this mincha, but he's not obligated in any other mincha. Therefore, he's exempt from Dali Dalas and Asiris Ha'efa for all three Averis. And the Kohen Gadol is also exempt from Ashiris, a behemah, and Dalas, the Eifis, for all three Averis, because the Pasuk of Eilu B'Yerid states, V'chipra levakoyin al-chatas ha-shachata me'achas me'ela. The word me'achas teaches, ha-meskapa ba'achas meskapa ba'kulam. V'shei meskapa ba'achas e meskapa ba'kulam. Only one who is obligated in Dali Dalas is also obligated in Ashiris V'Dalas. But a Kohen Gadol who is exempt from Dali Dalas is also exempt from Ashiris V'Dalas. But nevertheless, Kohen Mashiach chayiv par b'tumas mikdash ukadashav. The Kohen Gadol is obligated in a par for tumas mikdash ukadashav, which is a davish hazdain nikaras v'shegugasei chatas. Because as Rashi explains, the word zeh only excludes asiris ha'ifa, but it does not exclude a par. And Rabbi Kiva holds regarding nasi chayiv b'kulon oylu b'yared chutz mishmias akol. Because he does not hold of Rabbi Yisak Lili's drasha of mishabol l'de'anias v'ashiris. But nevertheless, a nasi is exempt from shmir sakel because shahamelech loy made v'loy mi'idin oisei. The Gemara asks, the nasi should be putter from all three, because the pasuk there states, v'hiki yeshem la'achas me'ela, and the word la'achas ought to teach, ha'meskaba ba'achas meskaba b'kulan, v'she'im meskaba ba'achas e'im meskaba b'kulan. And since the nasi is exempt from shmir sakel, he should also be exempt from the two others, bitis v'sayim, and tumas mikdash kadashav. The Gemara explains, me'achas mashmalei, la'achas loy mashmalei. Only the word me'achas can be used for this drasha, because the kasvei rachmona l'b'sayiv gabi asiris ha'efa. Lememra the chol mechayiv b'asiris ha'efa mechayiv b'kulam. The Torah purposely wrote me'achas at the end next to asiris ha'efa, and not earlier to teach this drasha that asiris v'dalas depends on asiris ha'efa. While la'achas cannot be used for this drasha, because the Torah did not write la'achas in the beginning next to shmias kel to exclude the two others. The Gemara proceeds with Reb Shimon's opinion. Regarding Nasi, Chayiv b'kulan oylu b'yared, because he does not hold of Rabbi Yisak Lili's drasha of Misha Bola de'anis v'ashiris. And regarding Kohen Mashiach, b'kulan potim medale dalas, v'chayiv b'ashiris v'dalas, regarding the two averis of Shmiris Kol and Bittas of Asayim, the Kohen Gadol becomes exempt only from Asiris Sa'ifa, but not from Behema and Eifas, because Rabbi Shimon holds partially like Rabbi Kiva's first drasha of Zu bo'chayiv aloi, v'inacheres bo'chayiv aloi, and therefore we exclude Asiris Sa'ifa. But Rav Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Kiva's second drasha of a meskaba ba'achas meskaba b'kulon, v'she'im meskaba ba'achas e'im meskaba b'kulon, and therefore we do not exclude the two other karbonas of behema and oifis. And regarding Kohen Mashiach, b'tumas mikdash kadash of pat b'kulon, because the pasuk of tumas mikdash kadash states, v'nechrasa ha'nefesh ahi mitoich ha'kol, misha chatasi shavali yechidim umayni hu'kol. Only one who becomes liable for a carbon in the same fashion as individuals with a shigis maisa alone becomes liable for tumas mikdash kedashim, and this excludes a kohen gadol becomes liable for a carbon only with both a shigis maisa and a hira. Therefore, he does not become liable in any carbon for tumas mikdash kedashim. The Mishnah concludes with Rebbe Eliezer, who holds hanasi may be sar, as Rebbe Yechon explains, le'om Rebbe Eliezer b'tumas mikdash ukedashim, ha'il v'nemar karis by kibekvua. Rabbi Eliezer holds regarding Tumas Mekadesh HaKadashav, a Nasi brings a Sar, not an Oyla B'Yared, because this Aveir is similar to a Kvua, and that B'mezid HaYachad is punished with Karas. However, regarding the other two, Shmias Kalim, B'tis of Asayim, a Nasi brings an Oyla B'Yared, not a Sar. But nevertheless, Maidir Rabbi Eliezer, She'ein maybe Ashim Tali. Rabbi Eliezer does agree that regarding Tumas Mekadesh HaKadashav, one does not bring an Ashim Tali, because this Aveir is different than a Kvua, and that B'shegig HaYachad does not bring a Chatas Kvua, only an Oyla B'Yared. Hanulach Parak Koy Rukhay Mashiach, where Baruch Hashem completed the second parak of Masechtas Harayos, and will begin the third parak Koy Mashiach in the next daf, Be'ezras Hashem.